Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Did somebody say summer? Summer? Is that what they said? Yay! Sunny United Bus in San Antonio! Summer's here! Everything's fine! It's going to be great! It's going to be 90 degrees, Sandy. 90. Take that sweatshirt off now.
It was so insane. And we go through this. We lived here for how long? We go through this every year.
Oh, yeah.
Go from winter to summer.
Yeah, in one day.
And nothing in between. But yesterday when I went, actually, we went to the Lilac Festival.
Oh, I brought
my jacket.
No.
I was like, it felt weird to go from winter coat last week. I remember wearing my winter coat.
Yeah.
To all of a sudden sweating my butt off.
Oh my God.
It's
Bazan and Sandy on the Buzz. Officially hazy, sun hot and breezy and 90 degrees. Tomorrow, hot again. Possible record-breaking 91 degrees tomorrow.
Really? It's insane. Right? Mentally, doesn't it mess with your head? You're like, I need to bring a jacket. No, I don't. But
today, I know.
But just the other day, I was wearing one.
Today, I walked out of the house. I'm like, I looked up the temperature. I'm like, it's 70 already. It's 68 degrees. It's almost 70 degrees already.
That's
and I'm like,
crazy.
Okay. I'm short sleeve golf shirting it today. Yeah.
I know.
Well, I'm actually having a golf tournament this morning. I have to kick off after the show for Open Door Mission. Yay.
You know what? When you walked in, I was like, wow, he's like a different person.
Huh.
I would not recognize you in that outfit.
Oh, really?
I don't see that outfit on you often. Yes, you look the part.
I got my khaki golf pants.
I know, that's what I think. Did you buy that shirt just for today?
No, it's part of my mail-in wardrobe that I get every month. Stately men.
Oh, you're still doing that?
I put it on pause for the wintertime, but it's kicking back in this month. This is from last year. I've never worn it. How much do I golf?
Very handsome. Yeah, I know. I was like, where did he get that? Did he borrow that shirt from somebody?
Yeah,
like,
right. Plus, over the winter, we blame it on the camper where we go camping. We blame it on the lake that we're the only community that loses weight in the wintertime because we don't drink so much. We gain it back in the summer because we're like pounding beers and stuff like that.
What does he mean? Oh my God, that's funny.
So I actually can fit in the shirt. So that's the weather. That's amazing. And I hope your weekend was amazing also. It looks like we're going to have a crazy, crazy, awesome first couple of days.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
And before we get too far into the show, let's just recognize it now because we tend to forget things.
Right.
Happy EMS week.
Oh, hey. Happy EMS, guys. That's awesome.
And girls.
And I mean, that kind of means both of them.
People.
Happy. A lot of the ambulance services are staged themselves around the High Falls district. So there's always one or two, you know, stage with a, you know, with a team in it ready to go at any time. Mm-hmm. So I see them all the time. Waves up. Hi. When I'm walking in. Hi. Thanks for being here. I don't feel so, it's not so scary.
I know. Right. I hope they're there when I know, pull right? in.
All right. So it's coming up on 6 o'clock. So officially hazy sun, hazy hot. And can we talk? Is it fair to talk humidity?
I know.
Oh, my God.
It feels weird, but do it.
All right. Anyway, 90 degrees for the high for 98.9 The Buzz. Okay.
98.9 The Buzz.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We've been hearing about this for the last week, and now it's come true. Good morning. Welcome to Spaziano and Sandy. Scott Spaziano here. Sandy Waters there. Hazy, hot. 90 degrees today. My God. Already close to 68. And we're starting off a great morning. Hi, Monday morning, Sandy Waters. It was a big weekend for you and your family.
So many people, not just me and my family. There were a lot of proms and senior balls this past weekend.
Yeah.
If that was you, 818-2899. But you know what I noticed this year? Mm. And it's my baby, so it's like it hits different when it's your last kid. Mm. And it was funny getting ready, getting her ready. It was like all hands on deck. I'm not the mom who will book a hair appointment and makeup appointment for her. So it's like we DIY it. So my sisters come over and are helping. So someone's doing her makeup. Someone's doing her hair. Oh, my mom's making the corsage bouquet because we forgot about that. And that's a thing now. Instead of a boutonniere, it's a bouquet, I guess.
Bouquet.
I don't know. Anyhow, so it's like chaos in the house. It was just an out-of-body experience. Just funny sitting back and watching it all happen.
I'll bet.
Then we go for the prom pictures. Now, anyone else experience this where the taking the prom pictures before the actual prom, getting together at one central location where pretty much the entire class is.
Oh, cool.
Is freaking chaos. It is like so intense and stressful that you feel like that's the main event.
Oh, wow.
And the prom is like the debrief. I don't know.
It's the secondary thing. One prom was just my son and his date at the house. That was it. The youngest one and the final boy had, we went to one parent's house and there is like three limo buses full of kids that were all leaving from there. So it was like...
So it was chaos.
Yeah.
It must have been...
Yeah, there's like 80 of them lined up. It was crazy. The first time I've ever done that.
We went to, I guess, some schools go to Eastman, George Eastman House.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
I didn't. I'm like, do we have to pay to get in? Like, do they want us here? Are we trespassing? What's going on? And I guess they are completely cool with it, but you just can't park in the parking lot of the George Eastman House, which makes perfect sense. But anyhow, they don't mind. So the whole back area, the backyard, courtyard area, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Tons of kids.
Like the garden. It was like the gardens area. Is it?
Yes.
So this is where you did it, at the George Eastman House?
Yes.
That's cool.
Not in the house.
No, on the grounds.
In the gardens.
Yeah.
Yes. Just, it was so much. It was so overstimulating. And I was talking to one mom, and she was like, oh, God, I am so glad the girls all chose to wear long gowns this year. Because I didn't want to have to fight with my kid about a dress that was too revealing. And I'm like,
oh, geez.
That's funny because there were some prom pictures where, and it looks like all the girls go in on it together. It's either like the trend of your class to wear long gowns or all short gowns. Because one of my girlfriends posted a picture of her daughter's prom and it was all the girls pretty much were in their short dresses. So has this happened to anyone where you had to fight over the dress, like because it was too revealing?
Oh, man. Yeah, my dress was too short. My mom made me change. I don't know.
Well, would you have a say?
From a dad's point of view, I would be, I would be like, listen, the theme is Amish at the, I don't know if you heard, it's Yoder and company.
Would you have a say? Because my husband feels like he doesn't have a say when it comes to her dress.
I don't know. I haven't experienced, you know, the dynamics of mom, daughter, dad, age of going to prom vibe.
Well, try to put yourself in that scenario.
But what I would do, I would probably, the way my wife is, I would give my input and it would just be like, no, you're dumb, go away. Okay, then that's basically how I would get treated anyway. So I probably would have no, it's not that I don't want to have say, I would have a say, but it would not be taken.
Because some of these dresses and the girls look so beautiful and whatever makes them feel confident is great. But some of these dresses that I saw online, I was like, oh, God, how did dad let his daughter out of the house like that? Yeah. He must be dying right now. Dying.
Yeah.
So, yes, I agree with that parent that I bumped into. I am so grateful that my daughter chose a long gown.
So would she choose it or the rest of the girls in her school like kind of go that vibe? Is that what it was?
I don't know. She didn't say, but it felt like with every group of prom pictures that I saw with every different school, it looked like the girls almost, I don't know if it was an unspoken thing or they declared it. I don't know, but it kind of felt like, oh, this school, all the girls decided to wear short. Oh, this school, all the girls decided to wear long.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I don't know how that happens, but it just did.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably just as they all talk up and coming, you know, the weeks coming up to it, like, what are you wearing? What are you wearing? Kind of thing. And then it just kind of morphs.
But I was so lucky. My daughter got a vintage dress.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, vintage, it was, what
year is vintage?
Well, it's a, like, what do the kids call it now? It's not like a,
was it polyester 70s or Queen Victoria?
It wasn't like thrifted at like Goodwill, but it was like thrifted at like one of those vintage stores, whatever. She got a great deal on it. Let's just say that. Okay. It was barely any money. And I'm like, oh, this is nice. I didn't have to spend a lot on a prom.
What era was she? Did it look like she was from? 80s?
No, it fit in. It was just like a long, flowy navy blue dress, but it was like over one shoulder was the strap, and the other one wasn't, with little gems. I mean, it looked like you could go to the...
So it was timeless then?
It was a timeless,
okay,
yes.
I see. All right. When you say vintage, I think like, you know, style.
I do. Yeah. No, it wasn't a style. It was. I forgot the word that I'm supposed to use because I got to be careful with how I use it. She said, it's not thrifted. Well, is it thrifted? I don't know. These kids, they make me second guess what I say because I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Pre-owned.
Pre-owned, is it? Okay.
No, pre-enjoyed. No, pre-enjoyed.
Yeah, I don't think she would want me to say the dress was pre-enjoyed, but it was.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
You know, even though you see these online and you're like, you roll your eyes because somebody's gone off like a Karen and rant and rave, you still read them. And that's why we go to Karen's Corner.
Yes, here on 98.9 The Buzz. Male Karen from the Cobbs Hill area.
Ooh, male Karen today. Yes. Okay. All right.
Yes. And listen carefully to this story because this is how you're going to win tickets, actually.
Yeah.
Male Karen from the Cobbs Hill area. Are you ready?
Okay. What did he say?
Has anyone visited the DMV offices lately?
Oh, Jesus.
It has.
Okay. We'll be right back.
Right there. It's triggering so many people.
I know,
okay.
Right?
It has become one of the circles of hell Dante described in the Inferno. No one is available to assist you. Once you get called, parentheses, after waiting almost 2 hours, if your paperwork is wrong or you're missing something, tough luck.
Right.
You get bumped to the back of the line and have to wait another 2 hours before they call you. There's got to be a better way. Exclamation point.
Dante's Inferno. I love it. So this is so many levels of like, I want to agree with them because it's probably true.
Well, how do you feel about the DMV? That opening line, has anyone visited the DMV offices lately? You automatically have a take.
Well, I actually haven't been since they revamped all the offices and made them more automated, like computerized, where you check in and all that stuff. I thought it'd be easier.
Oh.
Remember they closed them on Fridays or something like that to redo all the systems?
Yeah, they just did that, right?
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's fresh.
If it's not even, I mean, it may be still in the process in different offices, but how about that? just that has, as soon as you hear DMV, you know, wah, walls go up. You're like, oh God.
So what is your, what's your vibe? What's your take? What's your opinion about this so far?
My
this
opinion
rant?
Would be, this is like the oldest rants ever that we've been seeing, right? You see millions of these all the time. It's just,
I gotta say, I'll have a take. I gotta say, I've had such a great experience at the DMV.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what it is when people tell me, and I hear this, you're right. This is like an ageless rant. I don't know what you're talking about because I always have great conversations. When I was changing my name from my maiden name to my married name, which was a very, very tough day for me.
Mm-hmm.
And any other woman, you can relate if you're married. I went to the lady at the DMV and I explained, I have to change my name. Mm-hmm. And she took a moment. It was like it was only me and her. She gave me the VIP treatment. She's like, honey, I get it. And she goes, do you want to put your maiden name as your middle name so then it's still with you?
Mm-hmm.
I said, yes, I would love to do that. That's why my maiden name is now my middle name.
Okay. I love this.
I mean, we had a moment together. It was, I appreciate it.
I've been to the DMV 5 times in my life, and every single time, it's not been bad. It's not been 2 hours waiting. I was told ahead of time, if you don't have the right paperwork, they'll send you to the back of the line anyway. I mean, I know that, so I always made sure.
Okay. So we both have good experiences of DMVs.
I didn't have bad experiences. How's that sound?
Okay. So now, what do you think? Out of the 83 comments that poured in after this rant, were the majority of people for or against it? This is how you're going to win the tickets.
818-2899. Call us up right now. Tickets, she says, are for the Chicago in concert on June 26th at CMAC. It's concert season. Concert is Chicago coming in June 26th. 818-2899 is the number. Call us up right now, and you can play Karen's Corner with us.
The first call.
First call through win.
Spisano and Sandy.
Hey, good morning. The Buzz. Hi, who's this?
This is Christy.
Christy, what's going on? Thanks for listening to The Buzz this morning. We're going to play Karen's Corner.
Yes. Welcome to Karen's Corner, Christy. Are you ready? This male Karen from the Cobbs Hill area. Has anyone visited the DMV offices lately? It has become one of the circles of hell Dante described in the Inferno. No one is available to assist you. Once you get called, after waiting almost 2 hours, if your paperwork is wrong and you're missing something, tough luck. You get bumped to the back of the line and have to wait another 2 hours before they call you. There has got to be a better way.
Wow.
Exclamation point.
Great rant. How's that make you feel?
It would make me feel annoyed, but they do say ahead of time to have all your paperwork or they will bump you.
Right. Yeah, right. Sandy loves the DMV. She goes all the time just to sit and talk to people.
I had a moment at the DMV with a lady when I was switching my name to my married name that I was like, I love you guys. They were always nice to me. But out of the 83 comments that came in, were the majority of people for or against male Karen?
I think against.
Oh. What do you think, Scotty?
I think they were for him. People love to pile on misery.
Yeah. Okay. Are you locking in your final answer?
Is that my final answer? Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Our male Karen, out of the 83 comments, the majority of people were against the rant. They did not back up Karen.
Really?
A good number of people did agree with him. Good number of people did agree with him. Mm-hmm. But the vibe was that they had a good experience at the DMV.
Huh.
Batavia DMV got called out a lot by being a good place to go. Uh-huh. Greece, Irondequoit, and Henrietta.
Oh, my gosh. How about
all
that?
Singled out as really good service.
I used to go to the one in Irondequoit. I used to get really good service there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have
yeah.
a favorite DMV that you get excellent service?
Favorite and DMV don't ever go together, but
I know.
Whatever.
Well, you wouldn't think.
All right, you. Congratulations. You got through. And your first call, and you've got tickets to go and see Chicago in concert. This is going to be by June 26th down at CMAC, courtesy of the Bowery Presents. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster. But you're all set for a pair of tickets to go see that concert down in Canandaigua.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening to The Buzz this morning, all right?
The Buzz.
Already close to 70 right now on 98.9 The Buzz. It's going to be 90 today. I can't believe this is going to be 90 degrees today. It's awesome.
So insane.
And tomorrow,
okay.
Too. Yeah.
Anyone else have a kid who opted out of the graduation ceremony? And as a parent, is it your duty to force them to go? So the best thing ever is when you're at the store frazzled and overwhelmed and you bump into somebody who's like, hey, I think I know you. So a listener, I met a listener at Home Goods over the weekend, which, by the way, whenever I'm at Home Goods, listen, I am so a disaster. I get so overwhelmed. I forget why I'm at the store. Like, it's just
you want one
whatever.
Of everything, right?
I can't make a decision worth anything.
You?
Nobody in my family wants to come with me. Yeah, it's horrible.
Of all people, you're so decisive, Sandra. It's so weird that store puts a hex on you.
It's bad. It's bad. Target, Home Goods, like all those stores. Anyhow, because I have no idea how to design a house and a room. But so I'm in my moment of flusterness. And this woman comes up to me. She's like, are you Sandy? I'm like, oh boy, here we go. She's the sweetest listener of our show. She's been listening forever. The sweetest thing. So, hi, Megan. It was so nice to meet you.
Hi, Megan.
But she told me something that I was like, oh no, Megan. Her son graduated from Alfred, which I think that was this weekend.
Okay.
And he did not want to go to graduation.
Okay.
And she said she was devastated. But she said, I didn't want to force him, though. And I'm like, Megan, I think you should have.
Well, only if they paid for the education. Dance, monkey.
Oh,
if I'm paying for education, you're going to walk across that stage whether you like it or not.
I was thinking no matter what, whoever's paying, you got to walk. Don't rob me of that moment. Like, she's devastated. And her son was such a bear about it.
I have never heard about this. I've never heard about somebody not wanting to go to graduation. That's so fringe. It's not normal. Nobody does that.
She wasn't the first person. I don't think so. Anyone, 818-2899. She wasn't the first person to tell me that. That their kid, I mean, her kid really didn't go, but I've known other kids who like, I don't want to. And someone said, where did I see? I saw it online somewhere where they were like, I don't want to go to graduation because I'm not going to even get to walk the stage, cross the stage.
Oh,
I'm like, what school were they talking about? Well, were they referring to?
Were they bad? Did they do something nasty? So they weren't allowed to walk the stage, but they were still able to graduate.
No, I don't think it was a punishment. They wrote it as if like, we're not going to even have we're not going to even walk the stage, cross the stage. And I'm like,
well, that would make it a lot shorter of a ceremony, wouldn't it?
I know, right?
Welcome to so-and-so college, everybody. I hope you had a great time this last 4 years. Congratulations. You could pick up your certificate on the way out.
So is graduation for the grad or the parent?
High school, it's for the grad and the parent. And then colleges, I believe college is an optional graduation, like pomp and circumstance thing.
Wait, you just said it's optional?
I don't think, I think high school graduation is way more important than college graduation. One, because you've done 12, 13 possible years, and that is quite an accomplishment. That's the biggest accomplishment of your life so far. College, 4 years, you know, got the degree, now I can get a job.
Says the person who didn't go to college.
I went to college for 2 years and I never got a degree.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with you. I think you have to. College graduation is a bigger moment. No, I don't know if it's a bigger moment because I haven't experienced that. But it's a huge moment in a parent's life. I can only imagine because this is like signaling you are forever Well, I was going to say out of the house, but that's not even the case anymore. But you are an adult.
Yeah, right. Let me take a call. Good morning. Hi, The Buzz.
Good morning.
Yeah, go ahead.
I had my daughter who was graduating from Brockport College, and the morning of the ceremony, she decided that she didn't want to walk the stage.
Oh, wow.
No.
How did that land? How did that land in your life?
Oh, God. We had all this stuff planned. Grandma was coming, and we had dinner, the whole thing.
Oh, geez.
And she just was too nervous. She said she didn't want to do it, and nothing. I was so angry. She was the first one in our immediate family to graduate college.
Uh-huh. Wow.
How long ago was this? So this just happen, or was this forever ago?
No, this was, let me think. This had to be about 8 years ago.
Okay, so now tell me, was it really she had the jitters, or she had, she was drunk, hungover? Because I know a lot of my friends did not want to show up to graduation because they didn't want to get out of bed.
They thought they were going to puke.
They partied so hard the night before.
Yeah. No, she generally said because she had the jitters, and it's still devastating.
Why have the jitters for a college graduation when she did it for high school 4 years earlier?
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know. And the real tough thing is that my younger daughter, the last one, she graduated during COVID. So I never got to go to a graduation.
Oh, that sucks.
You were robbed twice.
I was robbed. I know. Not happy.
I've never heard of anybody like saying they're not going to graduate. Yeah. And if it were my world,
you just did.
I would make them go. I don't care what.
Oh, believe me, I tried.
I wonder if she will regret it. If there's going to come a time where she's going to regret it, because my older daughter decided not to go to prom, and that was coming out of COVID. She didn't. But watching my younger daughter go through prom and mm-hmm. all the excitement, she's like, uh-oh, I am having wicked regret that I didn't go. So I wonder if in the future she's going to regret when she goes to someone else's college graduation.
Well, I mean, it was 8 years ago, and so far she doesn't regret it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I hope for regret on her so you can have the satisfaction of saying I was right.
Me too.
You're so great. I love it. Thanks so much for the call.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. About quarter after 7 now on 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy.
Both kids.
Yeah.
All right. Jerker Justified is coming up now. The unspoken weirdness about complimenting someone else's spouse.
Coming up next in The Buzz.
Spisano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
I grew up listening to them on my old station and honestly forgot they'd moved. My friend told me they're on The Buzz now, and I literally reset all my presets that same day.
Me and my friends still say, you stink, here's a cake. Like, we just randomly say it. The communicate bit never left.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz. Some call it rude, others call it reasonable. This is Pisano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Right here on 98.9 The Buzz. Pisano and Sandy, what do you think?
When someone changes their appearance dramatically, in this case, they lose a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a jerk if you do not acknowledge it?
Oh.
So here's the story. There were a lot of activities, school activities for my daughter, one of which the prom.
Mm, this weekend,
and
yeah.
this dad that I haven't seen, like I don't see all the time, but it's one of her friend's father. Okay, her parents were there. So the dad specifically lost a lot of weight. Like I almost did not recognize him. He lost so much weight. Now, I don't know what he did to lose the weight. I don't know how long it's been because I haven't seen him in forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
I started to get into my own head if I should compliment him or not.
Oh.
Because I wanted to be like, oh my gosh, you look great. But then his wife was standing right there. I go, oh no, if I say you look great, is he going to take that as I'm like finding him attractive? Is his wife going to be like, what you telling my man he looks great for?
You have a reputation for being flirty.
Right? And then you brought that up on the air. And I'm like, now I don't know what to do. So I was like, okay, do I say something? Is that weird? Is his wife is right there? If she thinks I'm flirting, now too much time has passed because it took me so long to contemplate this after our conversation. I'm like, well, I can't say something now. You either say it at the start of your conversation or you don't say it at all, right? So I didn't say anything. And I was like, oh my God, that's awful, isn't it?
Anybody tell you think too hard? Too much, maybe.
And that's why we have this feature on the show every day, Jerk or Justified.
Yeah. So
to not, moments in life.
So to not say anything.
Yeah, because, and I feel very guilty that I did not, because when you lose weight, it takes a lot. It takes a lot of discipline. It takes a lot of effort. It takes patience. There's a lot involved in it. And when you do finally lose enough weight where you feel healthier and you feel like you look better, I would think you want people to say something.
This is a tough one.
It's such an accomplishment.
It is, but... All right, let's put it out right now at 818-2899. Vote jerk or justified. Just to not say anything when you see someone with a noticeable difference in their appearance.
I really walked away from that conversation feeling very guilty. Very, very guilty that I did not pay the man a compliment that he deserved. There's an unspoken weirdness about complimenting someone else's spouse, though. Isn't there, especially at a school event? One of my daughters, if you're just joining us on Jerk or Justified, you can reach out to us 818-2899 or message us on 98.9 The Buzz on our socials. But one of my daughter's girlfriend's dad lost a lot of weight. And there was a school function over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to tell him, oh, my God, you look great. But his wife was standing right there. And I wasn't sure if he was going to take that, like, misunderstand that compliment as if, like, you didn't look great before.
Yeah.
Or... Like, now I'm saying you look great. Now I'm turned on by the greatness that you look. Am I complimenting the, wow, you look great. Does that mean your body looks great? Even though it is your body who did the transformation. Like, there was so much going on in my mind that I didn't say anything. And now I feel guilty.
You're a whack job, but you're justified. Not for the reasons you all just got all weird about, like that his wife was standing there. It's justified to not say anything, even if his wife wasn't standing there. It was justified to not say anything.
Really?
Even the school function. I've complimented people at a school function before. I mean, hey, you look great. What's going on? How you been? Good. You know? But you seem to, or at least I seem to always put my foot in my mouth when it comes to when you haven't seen anybody in a long time and you comment about them. I don't go there anymore. Because it could be a health issue, not a health positive. It could be that, too.
Oh, God. We have turned the conversation.
No, that's my really heavy justified. Don't say anything unless they bring it up. What if he's sick?
Oh, he didn't look sick.
Well, some people don't look sick when they drop a lot of weight. And they're
no, he
sick.
Looked healthy. He looked like he... God, I was not, my mind was not. What is the chance of that happening?
You know, it's like, oh, you're gaining a little weight. No, I'm pregnant.
So
like,
hold on a second.
Oh, sorry. You know,
you love compliments.
Mm-hmm.
You think that they're fine if the other spouse is there.
That's fine.
But yet you don't give a compliment because you're in fear that they're sick.
Yeah.
That's why you're saying it's justified not to compliment somebody?
Correct, yes. 818-2899.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Now that, you just took it weird.
I know. I'm weird. I got a voice message from Abby. Take a listen to this here from the Free Odyssey app.
That'd be a jerk move to say nothing. If someone's put that much work into bettering their appearance and they've done it in a healthy way, that absolutely deserves recognition. And if the wife is there and she gets upset about you complimenting her husband, that sounds like an insecurity on her part, because she should be celebrating right alongside him.
Hmm.
I know, I felt weird though. I'm trying to think if somebody, because my husband is working out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody said, if another woman said, well, it depends on what this other woman looks like.
Oh, God.
If she seems like another hot mom and she's like, you look great. I'd be like, oh, excuse me.
You're standing right next to him.
Excuse me. I'm right here. Maybe it's, no, I guess.
It is easier for guys to get away with a compliment because, you know what I'm saying?
Well, is it? Because it's, don't you feel creepy giving a compliment? I would think that you guys wouldn't compliment another woman because.
Because?
Like, it's your daughter's friend's mom. You're going to compliment her? Like, it might be weird.
Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified?
Hey, I think it's a jerk to not say anything because I think I agree with you or Sandy, whoever said it, that person's worked really hard to look better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you don't have to go into detail, but just saying, wow, you look great. And if they decide to say, oh, thank you, I've been doing this or I've been doing that, that's their decision. But if you just give a quick compliment, I think that's fine.
Yeah. Okay, so don't go further then. Don't go further. So what did you do? Did you,
That's why I felt guilty, because I know.
I actually had the opposite happen to me, where I hadn't seen a friend in like 10 years. And that friend had put on a lot of weight, and I didn't recognize them because they had to say, hey, it's Sally. And I'm like, oh my gosh, hi. I'm so sorry to recognize you.
But you're like, oh my gosh, really? No.
Yeah.
You?
So like, I was like, oh my God.
Okay, wait, how about this? This message just came in on 98.9 The Buzz. Jerk, absolutely, you need to say something, but maybe you say you look healthy instead of you look great. You look healthy?
You look healthy?
Then you're really getting into trouble.
That's implying that they weren't healthy before.
Correct.
Right. That.
Thanks, Jamie.
That's funny.
That's funny, too. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Jerk Justified. Just not to say anything if you see someone with a dramatic, change in their appearance.
Justified. Don't comment on other people's bodies.
Yeah. Okay.
You never know. I've gained and lost weight a ton of times in my life. The minute the compliment stopped, you feel like crap about it.
Oh,
and, like,
think about it.
Somebody could be sick.
That's so my thing.
Wow, you're thinking sick too.
To yourself.
Yeah. Maybe,
if
they change their hair or something, you could be like, oh, I like your hair.
I'm not complimenting a guy's hair when his wife is standing right there. Your hair looks so
all right, this is specifically about this one guy.
No.
Then.
I think it makes it different.
So many ways that should be, you're not supposed to say anything, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, keep it to yourself.
All right, gotcha. Thank you.
You've lost a lot of weight. You went through fluctuations like she said she did with your weight.
Yeah, I'm down 25 and kept it there now.
Didn't you want people to recognize it?
No, you don't think of it. Because you live with it, and it goes so slowly when you do. You know, maybe when you're, you buy a smaller size, you're like, yeah, this is great. But then if somebody goes, hey, I haven't seen you in a long time, you look great. Then I'm like, oh, thanks. I'm not looking for a compliment.
Or it could go back to the Jerker Justified we had a few weeks ago, days ago, whatever it was, that you look the best you've ever looked. I could have done that one.
I know, right?
Okay, so tallying up the verdict, any other voice messages coming in? Let me look for more socials. Oh, here we go.
No, sir.
Jerk, compliment the man. He'll like it. It's odd how men rarely receive compliments, especially when it comes to weight.
Mm.
Oh, really? Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys rarely receive compliments?
Well, we tell other guys that they look fat. Dude, you gained weight. What's up with that? I mean, I'm serious. Yeah, no, we bust chops when we give compliments. But it looks like...
The verdict is... Jerk.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
yes, yes.
You should have said something,
yes,
huh?
Yes, yes. Yes.
Jerk.
Yes, yes.
Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Who knew? Yeah, how about this, huh? It is Monday. It's 98.9 to Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. I'm Scott Spaziano. This is Sandy Waters. 27 years of putting up with us. We love you for that. It is going to be 90 degrees today.
Oh, my gosh. This is so incredibly awesome.
And may I just say that right now, 69 degrees outside, and it's freaking 80 in the studio.
Yeah,
it's
very good.
Brutal. Air conditioning's broken. Talk about that later. That's
always perfect timing. Okay, honoring emergency medical service professionals.
Mm-hmm.
It is officially National EMS Week.
Yay!
This week, so we appreciate all of you. And now here's where I want to take this conversation.
Okay.
If you are an EMT, what is something that you wish people knew?
Ooh, that's a good one. 818-2899.
I found a list, and I wanted to see how accurate this really is.
Oh, wow.
And I wanted to see, have you ever had to call 911, Scotty?
For an ambulance?
No, for a date.
I'm just trying to think here. I was stalling. No, one was called, though, for when my son choked and I was working or something like that.
Oh, you weren't home?
Yeah, I weren't home, remember? I wasn't home.
Oh, I forgot that you weren't there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How about that call? What were you doing? Brutal. Did you know that chaos was happening at the house, or was it an after effect? Oh, by the way, today we had to call 911.
No, I got the call. He was at his grandma's, and he choked. He threw up or something and choked down. He was a little baby. Anthony, remember? And they had to call the ambulance.
Yeah, but I'm asking you, did you find out after the fact, like after 911 and everything was fine, or in the middle of it? They called 911 and then they called you.
Yeah,
hey, get home.
I found out right in the middle of it. So it was like, oh, God.
What were you doing? Did you leave? And
I think I was at home. I was working in the yard or something. And he was at his grandma's. And they called. And I remember going about 150 miles an hour up the expressway.
God.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the feeling. Yeah. That's awful.
Yeah, but he's okay.
Well, things that EMTs wish people knew.
Oh, I can imagine.
Don't
so
lie.
Much out there.
Don't lie about what you took.
I only had one. 100. Oh, I only had one. 100.
Put house numbers on your home.
That's
a good one.
Yeah, that would help.
That's a good one, because sometimes when I'm looking for somebody's house, I'm like, darn it, where the heck are the house numbers? Yeah.
That's a really good point.
That's a good one.
That could mean life or death.
How visible are your house numbers? Unlock the door if you call 911. That's a good one.
These are...
Well, you don't think of calling... Listen, I don't think of unlocking my door if I'm calling 911. Obviously, there's an emergency. I'm not going to think, oh, let me unlock the door.
Well, you want to make your path of least resistance. Everything you're talking about here is a time factor issue for them. Wow.
This one is going to... If I ever have to call 911, this one will be the reason why the EMT is like, I ain't coming in your house.
What?
Control your pets.
Oh, God, yeah.
My freaking mini schnauzer, Walter, just is, I mean, he's harmless, but he just wants to play, and it looks like he wants to attack you, but he doesn't.
He's barkity, 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 right?
Oh, God, he's so obnoxious.
Wow, that's another thing, too, yeah.
That might be a big one. I can only imagine.
Well, a lot of people have dogs that are like, very protective dogs. They're that strain of dog, and if you do have an ambulance on the way, then you need to secure your animal.
The final one, EMTs wish people knew, have your medication list ready. I don't have a medication list. Maybe when I get older and I have medications, but
okay,
do you have a list ready?
I don't. No.
Well, you don't take any medications.
I don't take any medications right now. Knock on wood. Thank you.
But I'm trying to think for my parents. I don't know if they have like a list out.
I want to know if EMTs like... hook up while they're waiting around for a call. That's what I want to know. Sitting in that, you know, hey, there's a stretcher back here. Let's go.
So that was the list of things EMTs wish we knew. Now, what do we wish we knew about EMTs? That's Scott's first one. Anyone else want to play along?
Imagine, you know, like having this, you know, you're sitting in an ambulance, you're staging, you're waiting. What do you do? I mean, you do administrative work, I would imagine, from the previous call.
Doom scroll? No, they doom scroll.
You doom scroll? Or,
yeah, you know, they're doom scrolling. I want to know the most disgusting thing you had.
God,
like,
I'm
in
sure.
that, because you can't be trained in every scenario that could be possible, right? There's scenarios where you show up and you're like, oh my God, you want to throw up, but yet you can't. You got to keep yourself together.
Wasn't there a reality show about, you know, EMTs and all the crap they have to go through? Kind of like, remember how cops They'd follow cops around, you know, the show Cops. Wasn't there one for EMT?
Gosh, I don't know. Was there?
Well, there should be. Because then we would really have, if we don't already, have more appreciation for what they do for us, sitting out there waiting for things to go wrong. You know what I mean?
So it's officially, nationally, EMS week.
Yeah.
Say thank you.
And pull over when you see them coming. It's 8:13 on the Buzz in Spisano and Sandy. Hazy, hot, a bit of a breeze, and a 90-degree day tomorrow, Sandy. Hot again, and a record possible broken of 91.
So my daughter and I took my parents to the Lilac Festival yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And something happened at the Lilac Festival. No, it's not fights. I'm just going to get ahead of it right there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not the fights. Something happened at the Lilac Festival where my mother kept saying, can we just ask a police officer, please?
Oh, dear.
Can we stop a police officer? And I'm like, Mom, no. We can manage. We can make it.
This is going to be great.
It's so humiliating. So humiliating.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spisano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine, in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
This spring, at Rochester's most beautiful festival, one family came for flowers, food, and a fun stroll. But when every path looks the same, every lilac bush smells exactly like the last, and the parking lot vanished without a trace, a simple family outing becomes a fight for survival. No map, no landmarks, no idea they passed the same kettle corn four times from the people who brought you. We should have taken a picture of where we parked. Comes a thriller adventure of the season, Lost at Lilac. Coming soon. Assuming if they find their way out.
No, not coming soon. Happened.
Now
came.
In theaters.
Came and went.
What happened?
Well,
did you get lost in the Lilac Festival?
Listen, dude, I don't know. So, first of all, my daughter is like, listen, let's go take Nona and Grandpa to the Lilac Festival. I'm like, that is really sweet. Did they say yes to that? And they both did. Okay, my parents are becoming adventurous.
That's big. They're kind of like insiders, right?
They absolutely like are. Yeah, the community center home. The community center home, and
that's
that is
it.
So
right.
they're out in the wild now at the Lilac Festival.
The double Lilac Festival.
Now, they gave me the responsibility to drive. We all know how I am with directions and driving. Not good. So, okay, put on navigation. You know, it gets a little chaotic around the Lilac Festival. It's the last night because this was yesterday, and parking gets a little crazy. I always have my spot to park, but I always used to go to the Lilac Festival where I would have to work there, so I know where the VIP lot is.
Mm-hmm.
I know I can't park there today. So, anyhow, so I park with everybody else by... like the Arc Deli, you know where the Arc Deli is?
Yeah,
it's
so
like across the street.
Mary Cariola there in that area.
Mm-hmm. Across the street, couple parking lots down.
Okay.
Okay. So we go, we walk. And now my daughter, 21 years old, she likes to take the lead and charge.
Good.
She's very confident and she travels a lot. So I'm like, at this point, after I pull in and park, I check out. My mind, mentally, I'm checking out because, you know, again, I'm directionally challenged. She goes, let's go in this way into the festival.
Okay,
fine. So we went in from the back way through the lilacs. A lot of lilacs we saw. And I go, this is beautiful. And then we end up getting to the festival part where the reservoir is, like Highland Bowl and the reservoir. The back end of the festival.
Oh, I think of the festival as inside the fence where all the vendors are.
Well, okay, so then we went through all these lilacs, and then we ended up going through security, like a quick security checkpoint, and now we're at the where the vendors are by the reservoir and all that, which I never made it to that point before with the lilac festivals, but this is the part where we're at. The reservoir, my mom's like, oh, look how beautiful that is. And we're like, dead body.
Yeah,
was there
I know, that's the first thing I thought of, dead body. Remember
first
the dead body?
Thing we said.
We got a floater.
There's the beautiful fountain. My mom's like, that's gorgeous. I'm like, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, anyhow, so we're making our way, and my daughter was like, let's turn off here because I want to see more lilacs. Fine. We turn off. Now we're away from the tents and the vendors, and we're into the lilacs again. And then all of a sudden, we end up by Highland Hospital. I'm like, this is not where we're supposed to be. We are so far away from the festival now. Like, I'm like, where's our car?
You're
like,
in the back. You went back down the hill and down in the bowl and all.
Totally. So now my dad's like, I knew I should have taken a picture. I knew I should have been paying more attention because I thought you guys knew where you were. My older daughter's like, I got it. She's reading the damn navigation on her phone.
No.
She's trying to figure out where we are.
Oh,
and
guys.
I, meanwhile, am like, listen, you spin me 10 times, I don't know where I am, even if I'm in my own neighborhood. You know what I mean? Like,
you're that family.
So we are so clueless.
Stay tuned for another edition of The Wanderers.
I'm like, we're not supposed to be at Highland Hospital. This is so far away from the vendors.
No,
and where
you're
we're
close.
Supposed to be.
You're close. It wasn't
kind
that
of,
far.
But not really. So my parents are in their 70s. Okay, we already had to take two breaks because mom, her feet were starting to hurt and she just needed to catch her breath.
Oh my God, you guys are so funny.
We are like a half an hour away from where our car is. Oh my God, it was, and then it was starting to get dark and I'm like, people, we need to find the damn car. We almost Ubered to our car because we're like, where are we? When you get in those lilacs, you get, I mean, it all looks the same.
If you follow a path, it'll probably take you. You didn't follow a path. Did you walk down a road or something?
Well, then we start. Well, in the lilacs, there's a bunch of paths you can take.
Yeah.
You can go in a million directions. And we did. We went in a million and one directions. So then once I'm like, okay, this is where, actually, Rockingham, I think we were on your old street.
Yeah, I used to live at Goodman and Rockingham, right in that corner.
I'm like, we're where Scott used to live. This is not where we should be.
You got all the way down to Rockingham. Oh, my God, dude.
Yes. So then we
That's the back way to Highland Hospital. You cut across from Goodman.
Absolutely. So then I'm like, listen, let's just go this way. Now we're using navigation to get back. So we experience the festival on the outside of the festival, like on the street, alongside the roads.
You were at the South Wedge Festival. You weren't even at the Lilac Festival.
That's not where I was supposed to be. And then we get in the car. My mom's like, well, that was so beautiful. I'm like, wow, you didn't really experience the festival at all. Maybe 10 minutes of the festival, a bunch of lilacs.
Maybe next year.
God. Like, what a moron. We're like the dumb family.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
It's going to be 90 degrees today and tomorrow. This is sick. It's a heat wave.
So is it, we are not focused today because of the weather and because of the Buffalo Sabres. Tonight they play.
Yeah.
And it's a must win tonight.
Yeah. Game 7 in Buffalo.
Which hurts more? What's more of a heartbreak? Repeated playoff losses or never getting there?
I would say,
as a Buffalo fan,
yeah, as you know, taking a storyline from the Buffalo Bills, you know, like going to the Super Bowl and losing, you know, just almost getting there.
Just the almost getting there. Is that more painful than the we didn't even get there?
Oh yeah, it's way more painful. Way more painful.
Tonight, oh my gosh, tomorrow, just it. They have to, right? They have to win. They have no choice but to win tonight. It is going to do something horrible to our mental state, whether you're for hockey or not.
Yeah, this is tonight. Mess with your head night. This is.
Are you
jumping
on the bandwagon yet?
I'm going to try to pop on and watch it. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
It's just so weird.
Try to pop on.
Yeah. Oh, good.
That means no, you're not going to watch it.
No, you know.
Aren't you excited, though, at least?
I'm very excited for Buffalo, and I'm excited for the Sabres. I mean, Amerks are the Sabres farm team, so, like, come on now. Where's the Rochester tie? And the fact that you know, some people are into hockey more than anything else, this is their time.
Okay, what do you think? Placing your bets. Are the Sabres going to win tonight?
Sabres going to win tonight.
They are.
Sabres are going to win tonight. It's going to be pandemonium. Fandemonium.
Crazy.
It's going to be people in the streets, and it's not even the Stanley Cup yet. It's like, then another round goes to what? Who do they play if they win today? Tonight.
Listen.
I think it's Carolina.
You should be proud that I even know they play tonight.
Well, yeah, okay. You read the news story. That's good. Because you didn't watch it. Saturday.
I have a hockey fan in the house.
It's your husband?
My husband.
Was he watching it? Was he watching
it? Oh, God, yes. Of course he was.
What channel is it on? Come on, go. I'm so bad. People are shaking their head. You stupid, Spisano. You should know about this stuff. It's like,
you should.
I know.
What are you dropping the ball for?
My work hours keep me from TV after 7, 8 o'clock.
Don't you dare. Would you stop?
I'm not a huge hockey fan.
Why
are you condemning me for not... Go away.
I'm just exposing you.
We've exposed me for the last three weeks.
If the Sabres win the Stanley Cup, will you then become a hockey fan? Because the Sabres give you that kind of like that feeling. The feeling that you
haven't
felt.
Will I become a hockey fan?
Yes.
No.
Why not?
Because it's not my thing.
Why not? Go fix it your thing.
I don't like low-scoring stuff that takes forever.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, it bugs me. Soccer, doesn't do anything for me. Just because it's like, you wait and wait and wait and wait, and then the score was 1-0. Oh, God, what a great game.
I can't do that. Soccer is cool to watch, though. I love watching soccer. I love watching soccer, the passing and the... But the guys are a little high drama for me, a little too high drama.
Yeah.
Where they fall out. Oh! Yeah. I was like, oh, come on, I mean,
I used to like hockey for fights and stuff, but that was about it.
Yeah, that's the part of hockey I don't like.
It's not I'm against hockey by any means, shape, or form. I'm not there.
I love the sounds of hockey. That's my favorite sound sport. If you had to rank the ASMR of sports, it would go hockey, golf.
I would go tennis, then golf for AMSR, for sounds.
Tennis.
Yeah. That's pretty cool sounding.
Okay, I would. Ooh, yeah, but tennis is just That's tennis. That's what you like. Why do you like that sound?
No, I like the methodical click clock of the ball going back and forth. I like that. Anyway, it is coming up to our 9 o'clock hour. You know what that means?
Spisano and Sandy waking you up.
That means you're going to go to your phone. You're going to text your boss. You say I've got a strep throat, and we'll meet you up at Shalott Beach. That's what it means. And you bring the buzz along with you with a commercial-free 98 and just crank it on your boombox all day long up at the beach because it is going to be 90 today and tomorrow.
It's going to be fantastic. Yeah, I hope you're able to sneak out and enjoy it. If you missed anything from the show, go to the Spisano and Sandy podcast. You can search it out by Spisano and Sandy or The Breakfast Buzz, wherever you get your podcasts. If you see anything jerk or justified worthy today, let me know, and maybe it'll be tomorrow's case on Jerk or Justified.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We appreciate you listening every day. And right now it is time to say we out.
We out, like the short jean shorts on guys. That trend. We out.
Look at yours.
We out.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.